is still at Cafe Culture, roaming around. There's quite a buzz happening here. And I've stopped at the Aeropress stand. Of course, I'm a convert, and everybody who listens to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo knows that I'm an absolute convert of the Aeropress. It is the most versatile way of making quality coffee wherever you are. If you've got it at home or if you're traveling, it is just a companion that I will never leave home without it. Forget Amex. You know, Amex, never leave home without it. Aeropress, never leave home without it. Now, I'm stood here with Sam Nielsen, who has the sole representation for the UK of the Aeropress. And you're here at Cafe Culture, I think, for the first time, or were you here last year?
No, we are here for the first time.
Okay.
I think you've said it all.
Yeah?
Thank you.
However, tell me, how are you finding representing Aeropress, and why are you representing Aeropress?
Let me start at the beginning. We have distributed Aerobee's products for over 20 years in the UK. So they're flying rings, the furthest thrown object in the world. 5 years ago, Alan from Aerobee phoned us up. He said, "We've made a coffee press." Our first reaction was, "But you're Aerobee. How far does it go?" But then we got the coffee press. We tried the coffee press, and we were impressed.
Were you a coffee drinker before, or did that kind of add to your...
I had a stovetop. Espresso maker. I had a home machine, but nothing exciting. But nothing. I wasn't a convert. No, I wasn't experimenting.
Okay.
And now, with the Aeropress and with the beans that we get from the people we supply, they come give it back to us. It's just the whole world has opened up to me.
All right. So how do you like to prepare the coffee in the Aeropress?
I must say, I'm a very simple man, and I just use it straight up, not inverted, a wet filter paper, one scoop, filled up to two, 30 seconds of waggling with my wafter,
okay,
and then a gentle push, so I'm saying 1 minute brew time total,
okay,
and that's it.
Okay, and so what do you like tasting in the cup?
I like chocolate,
okay,
but not strong. I do like a bit of bitterness sometimes,
yes,
I must admit.
Yes,
I like
okay.
a strong cup
okay.
because I only do two cups a day.
Okay.
So
you want to
feel
them and they've got to last.
Yes. Yeah, 2:30 is my cutoff point. After that, it's over.
Yeah. Of course, I mean, we don't need to tell Coffee Mumbo Jumbo listeners how versatile this equipment is. And, of course, that there are championships even in the Aeropress. And I was lucky enough to meet Sean Young, who is the UK champion in Aeropress of 2012. And he's got amazing brewing methods. And it does really bring the best out of a coffee. Now, again, I'll say that it is very versatile because depending on your grind, depending on the brew time, you can get something which is close enough to espresso. Of course, not an espresso, but you can add milk to it without kind of losing the taste. Then you can go very filter-like, so you bring out the fruitiness and more kind of a lightness about the coffee. So, to tell you what, I mean, I can only praise the Aeropress.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to see you here at Cafe Culture. And the stand is totally full all the time. You're demonstrating coffee after coffee after coffee. And you're spreading the Aeropress love.
I have not eaten yet, but I must go back to the Aeropress UK Championships 3 weeks ago at the Bridge Lane Coffee Festival.
Yes.
A fantastic coffee festival where we announced a new winner, Izza, from...
Where is Izza from?
She is from Holland, but she works in the UK at the coffee shop. And
yes.
I wish I need to give you her details.
Yes.
And we are flying her next week to the World Championships in Melbourne.
Exactly.
Which is going to be a fantastic competition. I only wish I could get
You're
the marketing...
You're not going there?
The marketing budget only allows for one, and that's the winner. I tried to enter. I was too late.
Yeah. No, she did a great job.
So next year, we're going to look for a bigger and better competition with regional heats, hopefully, culminating in a final, either at the London Festival or at this show.
That should be good. Mm. So, stay tuned to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. And of course, if you don't have an Aeropress at home, why not? And in fact, you need two, because you need to test different ways of brewing with the same equipment. So I think every enthusiast of coffees needs at least one, preferably two, Aeropresses. Signing out from the coffee culture here at Olympia.
Oh,
thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you.